Blog Talk Radio.
It's how you guys doing today. This is Arthur Joseph Smith coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. Now, I was looking at the situation today. The show's going to be a war on society and on the Word of God. Today, I realized something that is going on throughout our society right now and throughout our communities, that we're actually being attacked. It's so funny because you read my description of my show and you look at what is happening today, you know. And as I view it, it's kind of strange because the people who are claiming to be oppressed are oppressing other people. And it's a way of lifestyle. Like America, we talk about being a liberal nation and democratic nation. But at the same time, we have a group out there that is beginning to oppress, you know, try to force their way of life upon us. You know, now you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this new thing with this LGBT movement. It's not new. You know, some of this stuff has been going on since the beginning of the time when you begin to deal with homosexuality. Sodom and Gomorrah was once the first city to, you know, that shows in the Bible that Lot had lived there and down in the plain in the Jordan by the Dead Sea. There was five cities that were destroyed because they were practicing in immoral behavior and lawlessness, you know, and homosexuality. And these people today have begun to try to force this upon us. You know, they want a transgender, or not a transgender bathroom, but a bathroom of their choice. You know, and this is not how God has created man to be. You know, so now they claim, you know, it's bigotry, it's all of this, you know, but at the same time, I think nobody is really looking at the idea that these people who are claiming to be victims are now trying to make you a victim to their lifestyle, to their swerve, to their mindset. They're not sitting there, and like we sit by quiet and idle, and we have a little few people saying a little about something, like Target just made it where they have a neutral gender bathroom. You know, this thing of legalizing sin. And I had a post on there in my sideshow, and I like to read this more than just this, but verse 34 of Proverbs 14, chapter 14, and verse 34 says, righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. You know, you look at America, and we're wondering why is it getting so much, it's not getting better. But America has went in the way of a fool, you know, in the way of destruction. You know, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abominations of the earth, everything that's disgusting is residing here or dwelling here in America. Okay, you look at the situation. We have begun to legalize sin. How is that? You know, what kind of government do we really live up under when we're being told now that, you know, it was okay. I like people say, well, I'm homosexual. Man, they'll try to argue the point of how they're born that way. Whatever the case is, we all know that's a bunch of garbage. Okay? We know that homosexuality is not something you're born as. But what they're doing, what gets me the most, is like they try to put it as an equal rights movement. You know, I'm born black. And that's not by my choice. When I come out, I'm either going to be light or dark. That's not what I choose to be, but that's what I am. The lifestyle they're living is a choice. It's not something that they're sitting up there, was born that way. They chose to be that way. That is a condition of mind. It is not like a nature, but it's a condition of their mind. Their mind has a problem. Something is wrong when you're born with a penis. And you don't know that, or you're born with a vagina, and you cannot tell the difference. That's something wrong. Or if you just chose to engage in that lifestyle, it's not something you're born as. That's something you chose to do. And so now they've attacked us, the people who believe, people, normal heterosexuals. Now, if we say something about what they're doing, it's bigotry. You know, automatically bigotry. And so when I see this, it really disgusts me because the simple fact that they're sitting there forcing their lifestyles on us. You know, in the beginning, let's look at how God had designed man and women. Okay? And so we'll have understanding. They say they're trying to tell us that we're crazy, that we have to accept their lifestyle. And not only do we have to accept their life, they're imposing it on us. So this is why I have something to say about it. And, you know, I don't care what they do. Yes, they got to stand before God, their own self. But my problem is when you're trying to force me to accept your lifestyle to the point that I can't even go out in public and go to the bathroom. And I'm going to have people walking in the bathroom, don't belong, or my wife goes in the bathroom, and this man says he's a homosexual, so he's going to walk in the bathroom because he identifies with that sex. What kind of garbage is this? What is wrong with America? Have we lost, this country has lost their mind, their backbone? You know, it's ridiculous. They sit there and they literally going to tell you they're going to, because they identify with a woman. Well, let's see what the book says. And this is Genesis. And he talks about Genesis 5, when he talks about the family, the days with Adam, the families of Adam. So this is the books of Genesis. This is Genesis chapter 5. And it says, this is the book of generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them. He didn't make two males. He made it male and female and blessed them and called their names Adam. That was the family name. That's the last name of that family. In the day when he created, when they were created, but in the beginning he created male and female. What has happened? What has happened? Now we're living in a time where America, which is a country that makes its living off of war and killing people, you know, a lot of people are not aware of their nation that they live in. They don't realize that this country is a nation that makes profit from murder. Now we live in a nation that, you know, as time has gone on, we've gotten so bad that sin has become a common way of life. So now they're making laws to protect sin. You know, when you see that nation dies. America's at its end. You know, because no matter how you look at it, it's going to shut down because of the simple fact that God said the soul that sinned, it shall die. He never said that he was going to overlook it, because he told people, even from the very beginning, this lifestyle that they're forcing upon us, because that's what you're dealing with. They're beginning to try to oppress us. You know, anytime you're going to force, tell me I got to accept your low way of life, you're losing your mind. I have no problem with you until you start trying to impose your way of living on me. Then we have an issue with your garbage. And I don't care about these people talking about, I'm LGBT. Man, I don't give a care about what you is. It's sin. You know, you don't have to like it. You know, and a lot of this garbage that we're dealing with, we're getting from our school system. A lot of people don't realize through in our school system is where a lot of these things are being brought home into our house. Our kids go to school and they have a problem. They go to these guidance counselors. And these guidance counselors at school tell them, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, you should be able to be who you want to be. You know, your kids go to school and people don't understand the way the education system has been formed. Teach your kids anti-God views. So they come back home and now they're a relative thinker. There's no absolutes in their mind. That everything has a variable. Everything is constantly revolving as if there's no God, because when you look at John Dewey and them, that's how they set up the education. This guy was instrumental in setting up the educational system. Okay, so they learn that in school. They begin to tell them, you know, there's nothing wrong with their sexuality. And as a kid who's not even old enough to make any decisions, when they're children, actual children, just barely coming of the age of reason, they're telling them, what do you feel you are? See, there's a lot of stuff that's coming through the educational system. But God has said something about what's going on now. And he says, and it was 2 Peter, Epistle of Peter, chapter 2. And he said, and it starts at verse 5. Or let's go to 4. It says, for God's spirit, not the angels, that sin is really in the rebellious nation, rose up against his established government system, his law of harmony, how we all live together. That Senate, you know, they rose up against him. That Senate, they began to violate his very laws. But cast him down to hell and deliver them in chains of darkness to be reserved until judgment. This is what people forget. People tell you, you can live the way you want, do what you want, but you forget, pointing to man wants to live, wants to die, and then after that is the judgment. You're going to pay for how you live. And he says, spare not the old world, but save Noah and the eight persons, a preacher of righteousness, and bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, like you see around. What was prevalent in the days of Noah? You know, when you start you looking at this scripture, you know, what was really prevalent in that day? You know, Noah was a very start of, you know, chapter 6, you know, it's not too long after man had really started. The thing that was prevalent in Noah's day, let's look at this. It said, and it came, and this is chapter 6, and I'm coming back, and I'm still on this LBG garbage that they got going on that is attacking our normal way of living at this point and trying to overpower us and bring us into bondage into their perverted minds. Okay, Genesis 6, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughters were born unto them, and the sons of God, in other words, the angels, saw the daughters of men that they were feared and took them wives out of all which they chose. I'm not going to read all of this because of the simple fact that I am bound by time in this radio, and it'll take me a lot longer. So moving on to verse 5, it says, and he said, and God saw that the wickedness of men were great in the earth, and that every imagination of thought of his heart, his mind, were only evil continuously. And it says, and he repented God, the Lord, that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart, at the very core of his mind. And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things. So we had come back into it. We're back at that time again. Okay, we're back at a time because it talks about verse 11, chapter 6. It says, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. What do you see today? What do you see today? The earth is corrupt before God. Everything you're looking at is a corrupt way of life. And the earth is filled with violence. Every time you're looking on TV, there's war, murder, and it's getting only getting worse. And God looked up on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon earth. In other words, he had established a way for us to live here. He is the creator of this planet. He is the creator of man and women. He's the one who brought us into existence. We did not bring God into existence. He's not asking us how we want to live. He is establishing order, and we have government system now and people out there who have tried to act like there is no God, and they're trying to overrun what God said. They're violating his principles. And so it goes on, and I'm back in Peter. First Peter, Second Peter, chapter 2 and 6, and he says, and he went on and said, and he turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an example unto them that should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy behavior. You know, it says conversation, but. You looked at what our filthy behavior of the wicked. He made them an example. He made Sodom and Gomorrah an example. What was wrong with Sodom and Gomorrah? The angels came in Genesis, they came in by night, and they wanted to see, they pressed Lot's house around. They wanted to see the men that came in. And Lot said, my daughters have not known any man. And Lot was willing to give their daughters to this mob of men around his house. He's homosexuals, but they wanted the men in the house. So God made them an example. He rained down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah, and he destroyed those cities. You know, that's just like America. When you look at America and prophecy in chapter 17, that woman that rolled up on the beast, and you begin to look at that chart verse, and they be trying to say America's not in the Bible. That's a lie, because that is the city, according to Revelation 17 that says reign over the kings of the earth. You know, that city, who reigns over the kings of the earth? You know, that's the United Nations. Every nation must come there and bow down, and whatever dispute they have, that is the city that reigns over the kings of the earth. But it says the beast, in other words, the Antichrist, and those 10 horns, the western you shall destroy her with fire. So this is one of the reasons and one of why America is going to go the way it goes. America, we've been told about America. We've been warned about America. You know, America's got to the point in chapter 18, it began to tell us, you know, it talks about what we're seeing today. And he said, then after these things, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having great power on the earth, and was lighted up with glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, Babylon the great is fallen. It has become the habitation of devils. What do you see? It has become the very dwelling place of devils. People walking around, and they because they over. I'm looking for a word, but it's a word where they make you, they desensitize you to what's really going on. They make you think people who have spirits are running around, going and chasing people and stuff, jumping all out. They twirling around in a bed. That's a lie. A lot of us deal with people who have spirits every day. They live in the people, be looking at you. If you're a real safe person, you'll catch someone looking at you, and that's the spirit, the habitation, the very dwelling places of these demons and devils. And a hold of every foul spirit is imprisoning everybody in a cage, and of every unclean and hateful bird. This is how this nation is. For all nations have drinking of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. In other words, with America. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. In other words, if you look around this world, America has made the world rich. He said, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin. And that you receive not of her plague, God's divine judgment. You don't be take part in their lawlessness. Neutral gender bathrooms. You know, these legal industries which really shouldn't be, and that's like the pornography. There's just so many things, the selling of drugs. People say, ain't nothing wrong with smoking a little weed. But they legalize that now. They're legalizing it across our nation. They're legalizing what is known as sin. You know, they're rebelling against the system of God that established for us and for we can live in harmony. I always call the Ten Commandments the law of harmony because the first, how they broken up in the Bible, the first couple commandments tell you how to live with God and how to have a relationship and worship him. And the next couple of commandments tell you how to live with your fellow man and how to give him respect, the law of harmony. And so they're going on to violate these very things that God has set in place, violating his law, following Satan, who knows he has but a short time, and his day is up. That's a real creature that is manipulating and moving our government system. These small-minded people and the believing, just like he told Eve, that she shouldn't surely die. He called God a liar, and he's doing the same thing today. He's telling these people, this life that you live is without consequences. You can live any way you want, and nothing shall happen. Not knowing, these people following that, not knowing that at the end of the day, they're going to end up in the lake of fire. And he said, he told them, come out of them, though. You know, withdraw yourself from this state of mind that you receive not of her place. In other words, God has a divine judgment that is coming for these actions. Like he said, he made Sodom and Gomorrah examples. You know, then people talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, and you read through the Bible, they were homosexual. There's no mystery, you know. And then they act like, you know, how God established them. God meant they're male and female. Clearly he states that. He never said he meant no Adam and Eve or Rebecca and Susie, however you want to say it. You look at Leviticus 18. That's even in the Old Testament. He said that in Leviticus 18 and 22, it says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It was already forbidden then, and it's forbidden now, even though people tell you it's okay. You said, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. God said it's disgusting. It was disgusting then. It is disgusting now. You know, our kids go to school, and these people up here, you know, you got these homosexuals teaching our kids, poisoning their mind, telling them that what they're feeling is that's okay. Nobody's saying nothing. While our way of life has become under attack, and they're talking about they're the ones being discriminated against. Wake up, people. They're discriminating against us. It's not the other way around. Nobody's discriminating. When they were doing their thing, as long as they ain't trying to force anybody, if they're so darn comfortable with their lifestyle, why are you trying to force me to accept it? I ain't tripping. I see people walk past people, talk to them, treat them with respect, and keep it moving. I'm not going to invite you over for lunch or dinner. You know, I ain't going to go out and sit down and have no drinks with you, but I still show respect to people as just being a human being. But now you've come over into my court. You're beginning to disturb the way I live. You're beginning to try to force me to see things from your view. Now we have a problem. See, I said mine quietly, and I just look and listen. But we have a problem when you begin to force your way of life on me. Just like they said that democracy is freedom of speech, is free as a free world, I don't have to respect that. I don't have to accept your garbage. You sell that to somebody else. You know, and God has already said the plague. If you really hear me on this radio basis, come out of her. Withdraw yourself from this state of mind in this nation. God, divine judgment is coming for America. America is not going to escape her dirt. America is not going to escape legalizing sin. You can sit there and sit comfortably, but rest assured, God's judgment is upon this nation. We have not seen nothing. They talk about 5 months of rain in one day in Houston. That's nothing compared to what's coming. Tornadoes touching down in the middle of the night. That's nothing compared to what's coming. They're going to pay for this way of life. And the government system is going to pay with them. And it says, for her sins have reached unto heaven. Yes, it has reached unto heaven. In other words, the angels are watching this madness going on down here in awe. And God has remembered her iniquity, remembered her law. This is verse 5 and verse 18. He said, reward her even as she has rewarded you. Double unto her according to her works, according to her actions. In the cup which she has filled to her double. He said, how much she have glorified herself and lived deliciously, saying, deliciously, so much torment, sorrow, give her. For she says in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow. You know, these arrogant mugs like America can't be touched. Okay, and I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues, her God's divine judgment, because that's what a plague is, come in one day, death, mourning, famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. Okay, so here it is. We the baddest nation on the block. God going to take y'all out. And it's funny because, see, he already put it in play. America is going around the world. They ain't got this little ISIS thing going on, which happens to be in Habakkuk 1. People don't realize that's in the scripture. I have a book I wrote about that called The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount, showing you where all that's going to lead out to this happening. Verse 17 tells us in Revelation, you know, and they have chose their death. They are legalizing sin. What he said, they shall be an example. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? It was overthrown with fire and ashes. So America think they're going to beat this. Now, here it is in verse 17. He said, okay, he said, here is the mind that which has it written. Verse 9, the seven heads or seven mountains, talking about the seven continents. A lot of people misinterpret that scripture as the mountains of Rome, but it is not. Because the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. This woman sitteth, where she have authority. He says, and there are seven. He says there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not even is of the eight, and is of the seven, and go into perdition, into destruction. But these kings, which I wrote about in my first book, the revival of the Roman Empire, the rise of the Antichrist, and the return of Christ, you have these kings show up during the time of World War II. You had Hitler. You know, the first one to fall was Mussolini. These guys were dominating the world. Mussolini. Then there was Hitler. Then there was Hiroshito. All these fell. Then there was Great Britain that's faded off the scene. 89 or 90, when the Berlin Wall went, there was Russia. America right now with the housing market. Number seven is the EU. And the eighth is yet to come. That is the Mahdi, the Islamic nations, because he's the Antichrist. Is going to come from there because he is the only one who can unite the Arab world, along with the Pope, the false prophet, so that unites the entire world. Okay? And it goes on to say, in the beast that was and is not, even he is the eight and is of the seven, because they're going to have a Eurasia over there, over in Europe and Asia. And going into perdition, they're going to align one another. And the ten horn which thou saw, that represents the Western EU, or ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive the power as king 1 hour, 1 hour with the beast, with the Antichrist. And they have one mind and shall give their powers unto power and strength unto the beast, unto the Antichrist. And it says, and it goes on to say, and they shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called chosen, they have been chosen. In favor, they're trustworthy. They're going to stick to the kingdom of God, to the word of God. And he said, and he said unto me, the water which thou saw where the whore sitteth are people. Tell me where this is at. Multitudes, nations, and tongues. There's no other melting pot like that around the world but America. You can go to Russia and everywhere, but you'll never find every nation in that nation, and that is this country. Okay? And the ten horns which thou saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. This is talking about a nuclear war. He said, for God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom, notice that kingdom, unto the beast, until the word of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which I saw is that great city which reigned over the kings of the earth. We're talking about the UN, people. So the Bible let us know this is wrapping up. What are you going to do to escape? How are you going to get yourself out of this mess that is in America? Because it's already telling us to withdraw our minds from the state of mind that we're seeing. And it said, an accepted man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, he cannot understand the kingdom of God. And then it goes on to tell us, except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So for us to enter into a covenant relationship with God, to beat this coming damnation that is coming up on this world as well as this nation, a person has to repent, according to Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of sin. And the infilling of the Holy Ghost. This is how the blood is applied to your life. This is how you take advantage of Christ's sacrifice and enter into a covenant relationship with him. I thank you for your time. Time is running out. You need to get yourself together. And I'll be back on this radio tomorrow. But we should not stand for this garbage that they're trying to push down our throats. And I ask you guys to go out to help me to be able to keep on pushing forward and to get the word out, the word of God out to people. And the books I have are The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Devil Workshop, The History of the Church, and The Rise of the Call, my third book, Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation, and Temple Mount. You can find those books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. I thank you guys for coming out again tomorrow. It's going to be a little bit earlier show, probably around 11. And if not, you can catch my show, my pre-recorded shows in the archives. Just go to my page. You'll be able to hear what I was talking about that day. But you guys need to beware. Time is up on us. Once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News. Y'all have a great evening.